This is Flights, the weekly podcast where we review random topics ranging from food and wine to politics and culture. We take these topics and break them down into four sections, which are rated individually. My name is Billy Langley, and my friends and I welcome you to the show.
This will fit in a pocket. I've done it.
That's a big pocket.
Yeah. Well,
like a cargo pocket?
I'm a big drinker. No, see?
A friendly pocket.
Looks totally natural.
If anyone at this table's pants were going to fit that bottle into it, it was definitely yours.
What does that mean?
I assumed your pockets were big enough.
You have fat pockets.
Yeah, you're a big pocketed man.
I can't deny any of this.
It's well known. Hello and welcome to the show. Today I'm joined by my friends Joel, Brian, and Zach. And today we're going to do bourbon mixers. Bourbon, if you're familiar with whiskey at all, is just corn whiskey that's aged in charred oak barrels. What we're going to be doing today is Old Crow, which is a bottom shelf, but I don't think bad. I think it's underrated, but it's a cheap bourbon. Said to be the favorite of Mark Twain and Hunter S. Thompson, but I don't know really how much stock Hunter S. Thompson liking a liquor gives it.
If there's anything in sight.
Yeah, exactly. I don't know. Twain was probably just being ironic.
The strain's his favorite mouthwash to check.
Twain was probably sober.
This was Twain's PBR.
Right. Such a hipster. Okay, well, I think Old Crow has its place, particularly like when you're doing shots you shouldn't be doing, because why would you shoot good bourbon? Well, I guess we shot good bourbon the other weekend, but still.
For my last guess, we shot some good bourbon.
Yeah. Anyway, so we're going to be rating, we're going to make cocktails out of Old Crow, and we're going to rate them based on how they taste, and then how much it's going to help the Old Crow, so it's going to be two different ratings. Mm-hmm. We're going to sample all four mixers, and then we'll rate at the end of the discussion. But actually, the first one is not going to be mixed at all. We're just going to get an idea of what Old Crow tastes like.
Do you think he's actually a doctor? It says Dr. James Crow's Old Crow.
Apparently he was a doctor.
It looks like it's got a kind of snake oil.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah, that's vibe. Back when they used to treat you with just whiskey.
Yeah. Whiskey and a little bit of tar will help open.
Yeah, I don't know how stringent the medical board standards were in
brush your teeth
1835.
With it.
Yeah. It is a cure all.
I have what people are calling cancer. Whiskey. Like
yeah.
This.
Yeah.
Replace breastfeeding.
That's the Old Crow. Yeah. If y'all want more than a tiny shot, feel free, but...
That is just fine.
Yeah.
It's
going to be a... Oh, you never know.
This is perfect.
Anyway, so... This is probably my 346,000th shot of Old Crow, approximately. I don't drink it much anymore, but it was like when you don't have money. It's perfect.
Mine was that.
Are we cheersing to something?
Should we cheers?
Let's do it.
Should we cheers?
What are we cheersing?
To Dr. Crow.
To Dr.
Yeah,
Crow.
Yeah, to Dr. Crow.
To old Dr. Crow. May he
stop.
Chill.
Yeah.
That's a real good one.
Oh, all at once. Yep.
Not great immediately.
Ooh.
It gets better after two or three, though.
You can taste that.
You can really taste the
crumb.
Is it
bad that I liked it?
Yeah.
Right off the bat, I was fine with it.
Yeah, I was immediately like, this is easy to handle.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, that's why it's like kind of a standard for like, you know, like rail liquor or whatever, you know, for Will.
Rail liquor? Where,
yeah, you know, the speed rail at a bar.
That's like what you call it when you're a bartender? That's
like when you get a drink and they just reach down in front of the bar and pull out their house.
Okay.
Yeah, that's the rail. But no, it's... it is what it is, I suppose. It's the Joel just went for number
two.
Have
more?
I thought he said we could have more if we wanted.
Yeah, it's over.
No,
yeah.
He did. He did say that.
I did say that. I was there. This is the...
What if Joel drank it all?
we're on round two. No, we're not.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We're going to the hospital.
You guys, he said it was okay.
It's his show. What are you going to say?
Me.
Yeah, I just want the approval of strangers, guys. Yeah.
There's no information on this bottle.
For what?
That's the thing. Alcohol gets to just, like... It's like a thing that's much worse for you, and they get to hide their nutrition.
Right.
The only thing that it has to say is the government warning... Which everyone knows and disregards. And
but
then,
the shit they could slip into that is ridiculous.
Government's controlling us. Goddamn.
I do like, though, it says lightweight traveler.
Yeah, no, that's what I love.
Yeah.
For the drinker on the
go. For your on-the-go alcoholism.
Don't you hate it when you have a big bulky bottle of whiskey can't just take to your niece's bar mitzvah. Yeah.
And then it's just Joel's pocket.
Well, I guess we gotta bring Joel again.
Yeah.
That's how I keep going.
We only hang out with him because of his pockets.
How do we get those pants? This is custom made.
Only if we knew where a Target was.
Now, I need these big enough for one bottle of Old Crow.
You're like, oh, you mean the Traveler.
Yeah. Well, that was the shot. I guess we could go ahead and move on to a...
what if we did your whole show in 15 minutes? We just ran through all of it.
We could speed run
all
it.
Okay.
Wait.
Go through all the shots.
We have to. Sorry, I gotta leave you.
No, I mean, so are we supposed to rate it now or wait until the end?
Wait until the
okay.
end.
Okay.
Yeah. I gave it a perfect 10.
I mean, you wouldn't be the
for
first.
For now and future rounds.
This is like the third or fourth time we've drank Old Crow in the show, actually. It keeps coming back. It's the original Sour Mash. You have to. I suspect that it's the original Sour Mash. That there is just a vat.
But when was it? Does it say what?
1835.
Jesus.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's after Jesus. I guess we can go
debatable.
On.
Debatable.
Yeah, Civil War Jesus.
you got your Civil War Jesus. You got your World War II Jesus.
I had an idea.
You put Civil War Jesus on the side of Stone Mountain.
I had an idea for a coffee table book that was just, it was when the What Would Jesus Do thing was really, really popping.
Yeah.
And I was a teenager and thought I was edgy. And it was just like Jesus in like normal situations, but it was just a picture book, and it wasn't provocative at all. It was just Jesus picking out cantaloupes or Jesus like filling out his taxes. It was just going to be called Casual Jesus and have no captions on the pictures.
Would he still be real casual, but every once in a while there's just like somebody at the grocery store just trying to wash his feet or something like that?
See, that'd be cool. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. That'd be great.
Real calm Jesus.
Yeah. Let's okay. I think
or did he wash people's feet? What was his
thing? No, he was washing feet. I don't think
people. Both ways. Yeah, he swung both ways.
Everyone had really clean feet.
Yeah.
Back then, yeah.
Very clean feet.
They needed it.
I went to a wedding and I watched somebody clean the wife's feet. It was weird.
Really?
Yeah, because it was like a symbolism of Jesus or something.
Oh.
He washed your feet in front of everybody. And it's...
Oh, I thought you said you washed. I was like, that wedding fucking sucked.
How many pockets did you
come
have
and wash my wife's feet?
Thanks for RSVPing.
I was actually being paid to film too, and they're like, this was
bar.
In the contract.
Right, we're going to move on to bourbon and Coke, so an Old Crow and Coke. This is like your starter cocktail for whenever you start drinking, pretty much. Yeah. Or rum and Coke.
I feel like since we're drinking Old Crow,
I'm guessing you can also do this mid-drink, too. You don't need this as a starter at all.
No.
You can just go...
I just feel like...
This is a great evening.
If since we're drinking Old Crow, that we should have had, like...
How much did you guys
pour? Czech Cola.
About that much.
Or something like that.
Should have. Just a bottle says Cola.
This is going to be the first Flights podcast where we just break the theme. We're going to run out of Old Crow, and I'm just going to grab gin and shit. What else do you want?
Let's do four bottles.
Yeah. Okay.
It's a flight.
Now we're trying Malibu rum.
Hey, I got margaritas. You guys had NyQuil? No, you guys had DayQuil?
I changed my Ola the other day, guys. This is just left over in a pan. Let's drink.
This one's a turkey leg.
No, I don't know. Coke's overpowering. I can't really do like those. Like I could when I was 14.
Yeah, this really brings out the garbage notes
of
the whiskey.
Right.
Kinda, yeah.
I don't ever drink soda either.
Right.
So.
It's making it worse. Much sugar.
The corn syrup really complements the maple. I don't fucking know.
Yeah, the Old Crow.
Yeah.
I thought it was probably better. Well, I guess we'll rate it later.
Yeah.
You were this close to a sponsorship until we were all like, ugh.
Yeah, Coke was looking at you.
Yeah. But Old Crow's feeling it.
Old Coca-Cola. Yeah. They're like, oh, where'd you say? Oh, wait. Did they say RC Cola earlier? Yeah. Fuck those guys.
Royal Crown. Yeah, I purposely chose this bottle of Coke with the name on it just because.
What's the name?
Abdi, which I imagine is like a response because when they first came out with the names on the Coke, which is an awesome marketing campaign, but ruined my Facebook feed for about 3 weeks.
Not just because everyone's just like, oh,
it's yeah! It's like, yeah, your name's John. And of course.
My favorite one is somebody, it was Jake Head posted one where it was like his ex-girlfriend Chris.
Yeah.
Because they actually had like different spellings of like of names.
Mm-hmm.
But it was actually that, and he just said, oh, come on, Coke.
It was really cool.
So wait, so is this in response to that didn't have non-American names?
That would be my guess.
What name is, what is that from?
I have no idea.